Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is time for the spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, gentlemen. Good morning. We're not frigid today. Raf's just in a normal sweatshirt today.
No, that's the
Carhartt.
I love this jacket.
Same coat as yesterday.
I might wear it every day.
Are you sweating in that thing?
Kind of. I might wear it in the summers.
That Carhartt is
sweet.
Why
do you like it so much?
It's so comfortable, and it's got like a little thing in the back. A little, what is that called?
A hood.
But it's like
it's a hood.
But no, but it's like
thing. It's an invention that just came on the scene.
It's like a pillow, though.
A thermal. So you're talking about a thermal hood, then, possibly.
So if I want to take a nap, I just tilt my head back, and boom, I'm taking a nap. Wow.
Oh, very
a thermal.
That's what we all need.
I've seen it.
Built-in pillow.
Sub-zero.
Hey, I'm down for that. Yeah. I'm down with that. Sounds great.
Are you down with that?
A built-in pillow good right now.
It's awesome.
I'll take that.
And that's Carhartt. That's good stuff right
there. Work from home with your built-in pillow.
Hey, you're selling me by the second.
I walked outside today and it was warm and I was like, nope, I'm wearing it again.
Isn't it nice out? I told you guys.
It is.
Dude,
Sip kept saying on Monday morning, just wait till Wednesday. Wait till Wednesday. And he was right. So
here
thank
comes
you, Sip.
The relief. Did you guys notice? This is idle chit chat. Did you guys notice yesterday when the wind just whipped to the south?
Oh, it was bad.
That sucked.
All of a sudden, it was blowing hard out of the south.
It was about
1 o'clock.
Yeah. I was on a Zoom and it just came out of nowhere. I was like, maybe it's my. I was like, no, it's outside.
Yeah.
It was loud.
Yeah.
It whipped around to the south. It was odd.
It was bad, man.
The leaves. I noticed the leaves were blowing the opposite direction. I'm like, wow.
It came hard. Well, brother,
you're
check
very
this
astute.
Out.
You know, you're very astute.
Sip, yes. I was showing Jake that my cousin's in Mobile, Alabama.
You got a cousin in Mobile?
I got several cousins. That's in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh,
it looks like a winter.
Look
that is
snow.
In Mobile, Alabama.
They got 5 inches of snow down there in Mobile.
Actually, six.
6 inches of snow. New Orleans got eight.
Crazy.
Yeah, Bourbon Street.
Lafayette got 10.5 inches
snow.
Of snow.
Blizzard. Unbelievable. Yeah, Sip, it looks like a winter wonderland.
And we got 1 inch of snow here in Lincoln.
This is Mobile. Wild
times.
Yeah.
Wild. That's not right.
My niece and nephew were sledding yesterday in Houston.
In Houston.
Yeah. And here we are in Lincoln. It was cold as hell, but no snow at all here. Very weird. Nebraska ball plays tonight, though. 8 o'clock against USC. Huskers are 5.5-point favorites. They were 8.5-point favorites against Rutgers. Lost that game to Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, and Steve Peichel company. Tonight, we have labeled this. Sip's having a tough time saying it.
I wrestle with this,
Bill
guys.
And I have labeled this a definitive, no doubts, must win. If your goals are to make the NCAA tournament, I saw this morning, fresh bracketology by Joe Lunardi, still has Nebraska in. Last four teams.
Wouldn't that speak against a must win?
No, it doesn't, because the next couple games are rough, and Nebraska's lost four straight games. If you wanted to say this is definitively a team that can make the dance, you can't lose this game. USC's not very good. They're not. They've had some rough losses. They've had some nice wins recently, but they're 11-7 overall, and 3-4 in conference play. You lost at home to a 9-8 team in Rutgers last week. You can't do it again.
11-7 is great if you're shooting dice, though.
It is.
First roll.
It's not bad.
Listen to the gambler over here. Love it. War Horse.
Oh, craps over there. Yeah.
that north side came out. Get them, girls. 11-7. 7-11.
Do you guys agree?
on
must win?
11-7 always bad. I love you, AD. Here's the thing, Jake. This is why I continue to resist the conversation a little bit, guys, Raf and AD, because it just, Jake, I know what you're doing. You're assuming a loss at Wisconsin.
Correct.
You're assuming a loss at Oregon.
And that would put you then, what, at 2-8?
Right. The reason I resist the must win is because I don't just summarily dismiss that Nebraska can win at Wisconsin or win at Oregon. I think they can.
They can win if they win this game because they're mentally right. They're mentally right. We got the monkey off the back. We're back to winning basketball.
Let's go beat Wisconsin.
Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, if you're going to win the Big Ten tournament, you can lose the rest of your games.
That's not true because then you get the bottom four teams don't make the tournament.
Or the
bottom
three teams don't make. Be careful with that. It's changed up a little bit.
Sorry.
So you're saying it is a must win.
Yeah, it's a must win. They better win.
I'm going to say
this. I think for their psyche, I think.
Yeah, the psyche. Psyche is a big deal in sports. You know that. You're not a big fan of that, but it's true.
I'm not.
We're going to discuss it a lot on the show, too, but I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say it's a must win. But I'm going to say it's very important that you do.
Okay, me and AD are exactly on the same.
I'm going
to
say
it sounds
very
like a must win
important
to me,
that you
do.
Well, must win means if you don't win, you're done.
Right.
So it kind of feels like
right.
that to me. It
so
feels
you
like
got,
that.
You got, no, you got a lot of games left, and but I'm going to say it's important they win this game. Mm-hmm. You know, and think about this: USC did beat Illinois not too long ago
by 10. All
right,
on the road,
and
at
not only
Illinois.
That, and they beat
now we're
Iowa
just making excuses,
10. And they did beat Iowa by 10. So this is a team, man, that. Granted, that record is deceptive. Musselman is a well-traveled coach,
yes,
NBA,
great coach.
As well as collegiately. Coached at Arkansas for a number of years. So this is going to, like you mentioned, I was listening to you this morning when you guys were getting dressed, you guys. And like you said, Sip, this is going to be a well-coached team.
It will be.
And they got some ballers out there. St. Thomas can ball out. Plaque, that other guy can ball out. So, JT, I'm not going to say it's a must-win because there's more games left. Must win is like Saturday with the playoffs with the guys in the NFL. If they don't win, they're going home.
Yeah,
we're not
like
going home if we lose this. But
no.
I'll tell you what. You got it from a mental standpoint, Jake. I see what you're saying from the psyche. You've lost four straight by either three or less or in overtime. You have to get this monkey off your back.
This is a team in Nebraska that felt invincible at home. They had 20 straight home wins, and they lost to Rutgers. Again, Rutgers is an average record. They've got two great players. It'll be lottery picks, and they both went off in that game. That was not the game I thought would break the streak at home. Just like last night, I don't think Purdue would have thought Ohio State's the team that would break their 26-game win streak at home. Mm-hmm. They lost to Ohio State at home.
See, now this is what I'm getting at.
It's a parody of the Big Ten.
I hate that I'm doing this, Jake, after I sort of acknowledge.
Purdue is already in the dance.
No, but Ohio State, you would say Ohio State had no chance to win that game.
I gave them a very low chance.
They won. Nebraska will have a low chance to beat Oregon at Oregon, but they can do it. It can happen. Sure. It wouldn't surprise me that much.
And it would be more likely to happen if they won this game tonight. And their psyche was correct and their belief was higher. That it all goes hand in hand. I think they can win at Oregon, but they got to win tonight to make that happen.
Jake, do you think some of this Miami Dolphin is porn
in
your Husker?
Listen, I've never experienced success in sports besides the 2015 Royals ever. I don't know what it feels like.
Well, I don't like to think that teams are so fragile that everything's dependent on this game. I don't subscribe to that necessarily.
Yeah, you don't want a fatalist mentality. I'm not saying you have that, Jake.
If they lose this game, it's all over. Really? Really?
Do you recall that I think Fred's first or second year, they lost, 17 straight losses to end the season? Remember that? 16 losses in a row.
Hold on.
Better team than that.
Jack, is your cup half empty or half full?
I think he's got a cup right now.
My cup's spilled over. It's on the floor.
It doesn't have a bottom in it.
No. He just poured it. He just goes on the ground.
Right through.
Jake just said, screw the cup. I don't even want to drink anything anymore. Half full, half empty. I don't care.
This season is not over if they lose. That's where me and you have a fundamental disagreement.
They'll keep playing games for sure.
It's not over.
But the goals of the season, which again for November, December, or early January, say, hey, this is a tournament team. That starts dissipating. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
So,
all right.
Nebraska, USC tonight, 8:00, BTN, also at PBA. Sip will be there. I might be there. AD and Raph probably won't be there.
You guys
there.
Aren't going, AD?
Nah.
Comfortable.
Me and Raph aren't big stadium and. I mean, they're fun games. Like you mentioned, there's a mystique about there. You mentioned on the radio this morning, Sip, during your show. And I do love going to games, but I've been gone a lot. I just kind of can enjoy watching it at home.
That's fine.
That's
good.
Yeah, listen to Pavelka and those guys. And
nice warm house.
Last 5 minutes, switch over to Pavelka.
Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Last five.
Hopefully tomorrow we're celebrating a win in these airwaves and not having freak out 5 straight losses talk. That'd be bad. That's it for us. The Drive with Raph, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.